Track 5.
According to the United Nations, the biggest environmental problem in Colombia is deforestation. Colombia loses 3,000 square kilometers of forest every year. We are cutting down the forests because agriculture demands a lot of land. This destroys ecosystems and pollutes the soil with excessive use of fertilizers and pesticides. Did you know that, according to the World Bank, Colombia increased the use of pesticides by 360% in the last 20 years? Farmers in regions like Boyacá or Cundinamarca use very dangerous pesticides. Another reason for deforestation is mining. Mining is a very important industry because the world still depends on fossil fuels like coal, oil, and gas to produce energy. Did you know that just 20 years ago, the biggest exports from Colombia were agricultural products? Now, coal is the second largest export. Since the year 2000, the production of coal has increased by 85%. Illegal mining brings more serious environmental problems than agriculture. It destroys all the vegetation, causing erosion and water pollution. For example, the coal mine El Cerrejón is the second biggest open mine in the world. This mine pollutes the soil, the rivers around the mine, and even the beaches and the ocean. Illegal mining is even worse because there is no government control. According to the Ministry of Mines and Energy, 50% of the mining in Colombia is illegal. Did you know that 80% of that illegal mining for gold is happening in Chocó and Antioquia? It is also happening very fast in Guainía and Guaviare. For example, illegal mining of a mineral called coltan destroyed 5 square kilometers of a nature reserve in 3 months. There is great demand for this mineral for the production of electronics, like mobile phone batteries. When people extract metals and minerals, they use many toxic substances, like mercury and arsenic. These substances escape from the mines and get into the water. So, illegal mining and bad practices in agriculture have catastrophic effects for the air, the soil, the water, and also for our health. The question we need to ask ourselves is, how are we going to find solutions?